Rise and Shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now, here's Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
7:04 in St. Louis, you are listening to the all-new
590 The Fan. It is the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Timothy Mike McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Douglas Sullivan, Vaughn with you, and a producing staff of thousands, and that is the Sea Monster, Iggy, and the Plowhawk. Gentlemen, wow, wow, wow.
Well, that pretty much says it after what we've seen this morning so far.
Those Cleveland Indians, that's what you were referencing. Oh.
Blue Jays?
How about that? I haven't seen that game. I just saw the lopsided score.
I say lopsided. Kind of hits hard.
Sorry. And congratulations to you, Tim.
Yeah, you said that when I walked in for the show prep meeting 2 hours ago. And I didn't know exactly what you were making reference to, but that just shows, Doug, how exhausted I am from completing negotiations as intense as we were able to finalize yesterday. Ladies and gentlemen, they said it wouldn't happen, but we have a fight. Ryan Kelly will have a right to take Timber Fake's strap on February 4th, 2017, the night before the Super Bowl. And frankly, I don't know what event's going to be bigger.
No.
Oh, I don't know. Doug, we haven't chosen a venue. A venue will choose us.
Really? You're just going to put it out there and probably
be
sponsored?
I've had a few people legitimately say they want to host the fight, but truthfully, I think we don't need, I think the Edward Jones warehouse is probably a little too big.
Oh, I don't know about that.
But I don't know if Scott Trade Center is big enough.
Yeah.
So we need proper seats for attendance. So I don't know. But the deal was done yesterday at Billy G's, and I don't know what audio we have or have not, but Ryan Kelly, Timber Fake, and I, along with the Inside STL news team of Hannah Ray Yates, Michael T. Gaines, and Brendan P. Marks, all were at Billy G's yesterday for the summit. And these negotiations, they weren't easy, but I think all parties were fair.
Okay.
And the thing that's so good about it all is Ryan Kelly just wants to get in there, and he wants a chance to have this strap. But most importantly, friends of kids with cancer, Three Little Birds for Life, and Catherine Cares, the charity that was with you guys while I was in Las Vegas last week.
Good
at
people.
Billy G's, will all be the beneficiaries.
Mm-hmm. Well, Tim, first of all, people don't understand the kind of work you put in to make an event like this happen. And you do it for one reason. You care about our listeners, and the listeners want it. This was a secret location, Billy G's. You didn't make that public because you knew that the fans would show up. Mm. And when you're negotiating, you need to have a little buffer zone.
Right.
And I happen to know how many attorneys were on hand representing both parties. Of course, you had your six attorneys there. And it couldn't have been easy. But if anyone was going to get it done, it's our guy, Tim.
And when you penned this agreement and hammered out the accord, how did you get Timber Fake to put the title strap on the line?
I asked.
And that was it?
Yeah.
He said okay?
He might have been a little sketched out because it was a very important issue to him before, and I was hearing them edit it, and he didn't seem to care at that moment. Now you realize tomorrow or maybe later today,
right,
he will be angry about
and
it.
And I've already received a number of texts from him this morning.
That'd be the downside of this event.
Yes. Yes, sir. Tight read.
Only one, though, Tim.
No, my God. The rest of it, this will be smooth sailing.
Yep.
But, yeah, we had the Inside STL news team on hand for the first edition of Kelly Timber Fake 24/7. And it was really the Inside STL news team's first project.
How'd they do?
We have some audio. Say, would you like to take a listen?
Boy, I would.
Sure. Hit the lever.
Yeah,
my name's Chris. I don't know. I have about 20 nicknames. any specific for this?
I don't know. The Money Man, Sex Lewis, Sexy Coffee, Playbait, number one Playbaby. I got 30 nicknames, whatever they want to call me.
Okay. What are you looking forward to about this fight?
It's going to raise with me and this dude together, it's going to raise a lot of money for charity. I mean, I'm not sure how much, but all Sex Lewis is probably going to come out to see it. So it's going to be a big deal. It's going to be sexy, put it that way.
You have any conditions that need to be met or?
Yeah, but we don't talk about that sexy stuff on air.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Okay. Are you going to be training or doing any
condition? Yeah. And I don't know. It's going to be hard to stop drinking these and smoking, but I don't know. You guys saw what happened last fight, though, so keep it like that.
Okay. Anything else you like to say about it? It'll draw a lot of people out.
Yeah, man. Like, I mean, Kelly's a big name, but, like, you know, like with producer Joe, too, like, I'm the guy that brings the people out. You know, they either want to see me win or see me lose. So it's like, I don't know, I'm Sex Lewis, so I'm the money man. They want to come see me. That's the bottom line.
There has to be a strap on the table. I want something to do those extra couple push-ups and an extra couple rounds with, you know, to hang on the wall when I'm done.
Okay, so you're going to be training hard for this? Any conditioning or anything you'll be doing?
I'll keep the secrets to myself. We're going to keep the secrets,
secret training.
Yeah, secret training.
Are you
training.
Nervous or you think you got
Not at all.
You think you got it under control?
Yeah, I think I'm fine. We'll see, right? That's the thing about a fight. Only one guy wins.
Oh, wait. There might be one stipulation.
I'm fighting for you, Tim.
Thank you. Right.
There might be one stipulation.
What do we have?
This might be the biggest.
What's the biggest stipulation?
I think I need a sexy coffee billboard.
You want a billboard?
Just a sexy coffee.
Ryan, do you worry about the possibility of losing to Timber Pig?
Of course.
Yeah. What would you do if you lost?
I don't think about it that much. I don't really have a plan there, but I think about it, and it's for the kids. And if Timber Pig happens to knock me out on February 4th,
yep,
I will take it like a man, I'll pick myself up, and I'll demand a rematch.
Wow!
That's fair.
Ain't gonna be no rematch.
You need a rematch clause.
Oh, there's a rematch clause? Yeah. Or a rematch clause is going in now.
And the strap's on the line, but initially you said you were going to put the strap on the line. Whoa. So I thought that was going to be a big problem.
I don't. It's a fight, man, and it's fun.
So how would you handle it if you were handing over the strap to Ryan Kelly at the end of it? I mean, the strap's kind of been your claim to fame for a few years ever since stunning the world and beating producer Joe.
Oh, if he wins, he gets it.
Okay, how do you feel about all of the agreements now that it's undone?
Ready. It looks like we have a date now. We have we have it all worked out. Just need a good name and build a website and Timber Fake get some training done, and we're good to go.
I feel great. I'm the champ. Ready to put the strap on the line.
You happy with everything?
Yeah, I'm wonderful. I'm about to get my third sexy buddy Mary. That's what's on my mind.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm ready.
What do you want to say about it?
No, it's going to be fun. It's going to be for a great cause. Yeah.
Poignant.
The best response is, how are you going to train? I don't know. It's going to be hard to give up drinking and smoking. I think every great athlete says that at some point.
He took the last fight serious, if memory serves. I was 30 at the time.
Yeah. Well, you say he has heavy hands.
He does. And a puncher's chance is always there when a guy has heavy hands, Doug. You know that.
Oh, yeah. He's a knockout artist.
So the question is, where should we have this bout?
Well, if you're being realistic, what could the upside of a crowd be if you were saying, okay, between this and this?
You talk about number of people in attendance?
Yeah.
Honestly, I think we could have a couple thousand.
I told someone, I'm betting on 3,000 to 4,000. They were like, get out of here. I go, you don't know.
I don't want to say something like that because I don't know it. But I would, yeah, you're more than welcome to.
And then if it doesn't happen, you go, well, we're firing Hayes. It shouldn't have said that.
Doesn't this sound like a casino type of event?
I just don't know. You know, somebody was mentioned. I don't want to get into the specific places just because there's no upside in that. But some of those places that would have room for fights, I don't know what they hold. So, you know, because one person came to me with an idea, and I think it holds like 750, and I'm like, that won't be enough. You know,
there's been some hard scrabble fracases at that old South Broadway Athletic Club.
That room we're at, one of the casinos where we had one of our Christmas or AFC, NFC parties, mm-hmm, was pretty big. It mm-hmm seems like you put a ring in there.
I'm down.
That would be big enough, wouldn't it? Which? No. All right. Well, I'm trying to secure. We have two broadcasters who did a great job, but I was trying to up the ante, and I'm trying to secure Danny Mac to join the broadcast.
Wow.
Will the Inside STL news team be doing live reports from the scene?
Yeah.
They will. All right. It'll be televised or streamed, no doubt.
At the very least.
Yeah.
And Tim, you're very good at details, but I'm going to throw this out there. And if I'm out of line, just go ahead and, you know, tell me so. But I've been involved with radio stations that had big promotions, and the first thing you do is you make sure there's a row of parking for satellite trucks.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to make sure the staff knows not to park in whatever row that is, because every
satellite
local
truck.
Affiliate in the area will be there.
Right now, a lot of those trucks are down in Florida with the hurricane, and you know they would leave that story to cover this, I'm sure. And you know, we'd be putting the public safety at risk if we were to hold an event like this at a time when there was a weather catastrophe.
Or maybe just the front neck patch shows up.
That's true. That actually did happen.
And to this day, I don't know what that is.
April 2013. I get the feeling the juice might not be worth the squeeze for DeGod. That's from Manchild 79.
For what?
For DeGod?
Yeah, that's what Manchild 79 calls me.
Oh, I don't think that's out of place
God?
At all. DeGod.
G-A-W-D. And, you know, if we hit our target on the money that's raised for charity, and Ryan Kelly has been forthright in the dollar figure that he wants to raise, which is $50,000, that would be a lovely accomplishment, and that would make it worth it. I know there's going to be headaches, but there's so many headaches that go on post 10 o'clock in my life. Just throw it on the fire. Just throw it on the fire, Doug.
Just but, add to it. Huh?
But also, the people want this, and you're about giving the people what they want, except for starting up Rainbow's Puppy Dogs and Ice Cream again, which is the fans really want.
You should do that. Guys, we used to fight at White Cliff Park after school. Good venue. Thanks, Steve Wildwood.
Yeah. Was that the Crestwood area?
Oh.
Now, when you scribbled this understanding and typed out
it's a contract,
Doug. Typed out the covenants, did you come up with an undercard?
Well, then, now there are a lot of people asking who would be on the undercard, and I'm open to suggestions. Again, that would require intense negotiations. I don't know who people want to see get in the squared circle, and of course, not only would the people have to want it, but then the two stormy combatants would have to agree to get into said squared circle. But if all of those things can take place, then by God, why wouldn't we have an undercard?
Lana Rhodes versus Jill Cassidy.
Well, Keisha Gray's the one who's sideways with Lana Rhodes.
I mean, Keisha Gray.
Can you imagine, Doug?
What about Big Al versus your golf pro?
I think he has a couple of physical maladies that might prevent him from being able
to... Oh, you don't want someone to drop dead in the ring.
Preferably.
Big Al should get in an arm wrestling event with someone. That's his forte. Doesn't always have to be boxing.
Could put a table right there in the ring.
Ray King says he wants to fight caller JR from We Are Live. Tim, how about the Stratford Inn? That has a lot of Hoosiers at it. It's from Ken.
That's very true. Yeah, that'd be a nice little venue.
About Doug versus Barnhart Brawler? Doug, you want to get in the squared circle?
No, I don't really think I need to be getting in the squared circle. I think my son John Vaughn said he'd take on the Barnhart Brawler.
That's right, he did. He put that on the fan pin.
Yeah.
Wow.
He would do that.
And you'd be in his corner.
I think the brawler is a little, like, height-wise, smaller than me. I think he's a little, as he has said himself, this is not me, he said he's a little heavier. But John Vaughn's a pretty...
doughy.
Well, but he's also a taller figure.
10 or 11.
Oh, really? God, yeah. Everybody looks like they're taller than me then. But, I think there's a weight discrepancy there. Timberfake's fine with the Ryan Kelly weight discrepancy. It's probably about 20 pounds.
Well, he'll probably add a lot of muscle by smoking and drinking
along the
way.
If you can just cut out the smoking and drinking, it should help the training.
If you cut out the smoking and drinking, he might melt away to nothing because there's not a lot to him except for the heavy hands.
I saw that picture the other day of Len Dawson smoking a cigarette sitting on the bench of the Super Bowl. Have you seen that?
Great moment. It was, in the locker room of the Super Bowl, actually.
He was on the field, I think.
Here's the one of the stormy combatants right here, and it's not the title sponsor of this show. Good morning, Timberfig.
The Money Man.
Well, we have a bout, sir.
Hey, I'm a star boy. McKernan created a monster, man, and now I'm top of sex with echelon.
Now, does this give your life a little more focus because you take these fights very seriously? And
yeah, I mean, you know, I was out drinking and smoking with McKernan a week before I beat Prod Joe.
Were you?
I got no worries, man. We're right, and $50,000 is good, man. That's Sax Lewis, but
well, you don't get it.
I think like there ain't no like I didn't realize how big Sax Lewis was, man, and Kelly Lewis, like Kelly Timberfake, whatever you want to call it. This is gonna be huge. We can we get Shavitz Arena? Like I know,
no.
Like, it can hold all the fan love, lovers or haters, play baby, John Stamos, St. Louis. I make it happen. I make it. I'm the guy that sells out the fights. I'm the guy they want to see win or lose. They want to see me.
I agree. I'm gonna give you a bell on that one.
How you got to do in the late rounds with your stamina when you've been smoking a couple packs a day?
It came on in the last fight.
I was drinking and having sex up until my fight before I beat Producer Joe. I ain't got no worries.
Man, this champion's confident, Doug. Now, Timberfake, appreciate all the texts this morning. You sent me a screenshot of...
Who do you want to talk about, Larry Nick or Patrick Berglund first? Where do you want to go?
I don't know why I would talk about Patrick Berglund, but I see Larry Nickel sent hold on a second. Larry Nickel posted something. Doug, this is what he said. I think it will take two hits. Ryan Kelly hitting you and you hitting the floor.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but
don't snort like that.
Here's what's weird. I don't know who's controlling Larry's Facebooks.
What do you mean? You don't think Larry Nickel posted that?
I know I got a personal Snapchat at about 12 a.m. He goes, "Good night, Chris." Like a personal one, you know.
Hold on a second. I feel like I need to pot him down. I feel like Doug, I'm on the verge of potting him down. Okay, I'm gonna put him on hold. If I'm following this right. And this is so damn important.
Mm-hmm. It's really dumb, Tim.
What? If I'm following this right, at midnight, Larry Nickel shot a Snapchat and sent it to Timberfake and said, "Good night, Chris." Which, in and of itself, in a vacuum, sans fight, is bat crap to me. But when you encompass all of the factors that, in with the last 10 minutes, Larry Nickel has also posted. "No, I think it will be two hits, Ryan Kelly hitting you and you hitting the floor." It seems like they're sideways. So why would Larry Nickel, just in general, be sending a Snapchat saying "goodnight, Chris" to Timberfake at midnight, but then waking up with a little burn his saddle, Doug, and saying you're going to hit the floor? I don't understand it. And so Timberfake thinks somebody is controlling Larry Nickel's Facebook account, like he has a PR firm.
Well, that happens to some of the big shots.
I get the feeling that he feels one way about the fight, Larry Nickel, I'm speaking of.
Right.
But personally, he has nothing but admiration for Timberfake. Maybe that's it. Maybe it's a simple answer, Doug.
Nobody's ever been knocked down in one of the morning after boxing matches.
Well, how many have
They've
we
all
had?
Gone the distance. There's been two.
It's a good track record.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. A couple of gladiators slugging it out. And yet no one's ever tasted the canvas.
Well, it looked like Timberfake came on late. So, and he was training, right? Didn't he?
No, he was going down toward the end of the fight.
Timberfake.
He came on strong. He came out
smoking.
Strong.
It was the smoking that got him.
Yeah.
Did we lose him? Is he still there?
No, he's there. I just had to... What do you do? Put your pot him down.
Pot him down!
See if he's there.
He's still there?
Yeah, man. Like, man, why are you guys... Seriously, man. And I don't...
Like, you don't stop talking.
Hobby, like, yeah, that's right.
I want Mike Lee in my corner. I want big milk. Big, sexy milk. Cletus, you make this happen. You hear me, Cletus?
Yep.
Who else do you want in your corner?
Man, I'm gonna put on such a sex show. My entrance alone is gonna take 15 minutes. Like, you don't even know.
You got a good cut, man, Popeye?
It doesn't matter. Like, I might even get zippers up in there.
Oh.
Doug, the cat goes up the line. The cat goes down the line. Ah, yes.
You know, I know the Catman's rooting for the money, man, and I know Vaughn is too. And I tell you, for the undercard, we might get Tony Lee on the undercard.
Tony Lee on the undercard too, against who?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Paula Jordan, maybe Runner Girl. I don't know. maybe Hannah. She hate. I got a message from Tony. Seriously, it doesn't matter. But like once she heard about Hannah Fake, man, she didn't like that.
Hannah Fake.
They're calling Hannah.
Yeah, they're calling Hannah fake now.
Who is? Who's they?
Everybody.
Everybody.
You know about the
Where you been?
So much so we had no idea what he was talking about.
I was right there when you and Hannah were interacting yesterday, and she couldn't have expressed any less interest.
No, I mean, I wasn't worried about that when I came there. Like, but when you put a date out there, if you can't book Nelly, you can't book them. There ain't no deadlines. Like, you gotta go on a date with me. That's just the way stipulations roll.
That's the way of the world,
That's the way the world rolls.
Now I've covered boxing. I've covered boxing at the highest level. Okay?
Right,
I've been at championship fights. I am the sweet scientist, and I'll tell you one thing: every corner needs. And Doug, you back me up or tell me I'm wrong, but you need a good end swell.
And end swell is important, and entrails too.
No, not end swell. That's a piece of iron that if the eye gets a little puffy, you keep that thing in a bucket of ice water. It gets actually colder than the ice, and you put that on your eye, and the swelling goes down. It's
and you need somebody to rub Vaseline over your eyebrows,
Cut Man will do that, yeah.
Well, what about Big Milk, though?
Mike Lee can do that for you. You got to wear headgear?
Yeah, got to wear headgear, baby. Got to wear headgear.
Yeah, I'd rather fight with no headgear, but it's whatever, man.
Yeah, we got to get this thing sanctioned.
Show me my opponent, man. I'm just so excited.
We did. It was Ryan Kelly. It was less than 24 hours ago.
Yeah, you made my day today. You know, I'm getting Tony Lee back. Maybe it's like
whoa.
You buried the lead. Why would you say that now?
I mean, I'm not talking. You know, what'd you say in the beginning, Doug? You go, love will conquer all.
I don't remember if I may have said that in the beginning.
I think you said that in the first show in 2007. Yeah. That's what he meant.
So there's hope. I mean, there. There's, I mean, she what, got what jealous. You were interviewed by.
I want. Does anybody know Joshua anymore? I want him to sing the anthem.
Joshua, let's stay on one topic at a time.
It's his fight, Doug.
I got 100 topics. I'm sexless. Can I get my own hour today?
Are we to understand you are interviewed by the beautiful reporter with the Inside STL news team?
That's right.
And that made Tony Lee jealous.
Like
so now there's a chance.
Tony said she was basic.
Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Doug Vaughn, I really don't know you, sir.
That's all right.
No. Joshua.
After last Thursday at Hop Shots, do you really... trust anything Tony Lee says she's going to do.
You know what I'm looking at right now, though, guys?
Don't worry about me. I'll ask that later.
I'm supporting Josh. Out of town supporting Josh.
Yao Ming.
I might as well support, too.
Yao Ming, Hall of Famer.
Hey, McKernan, will you clip this off real quick?
Make sure it's within FCC guidelines.
No. Who's in the studio? I want to hear me say it. If you got that on clip off, I want to hear me say, I'm not a gentleman. I'm a whore. Let me hear that. Somebody,
that comes
somebody
from the plow packer.
Somebody hit that sexy button. Come on, Plowboy.
Well, he's got to call it up. Give him just a second. Sideburns.
Come on, Iggy. I'm not a gentleman. I'm a whore. There you go.
Yeah, boy, that was great.
Any other drop you want us to play for you? We got time.
Wife really likes What About the Waffle Fries. I don't know if you have that one at your disposal.
Yeah, man, I was mad that Billy G's didn't bring waffle fries out today, McKernan.
Well, yesterday you were there, not today.
You can pretty much lead him in anything.
Well, you know what I mean.
What about the waffle fries?
Thank you. It was dedicated from me to Anna Marie.
So I want to do a pow. I want to do a pow. I don't even know how to pull. Do a pow in the family. Pull. You know, because Tony Lee calls it a pow.
Okay.
And you guys are back together.
No, man, but you know what's sexy about today?
No.
I'm holding the strap. I'm looking at the strap right now, and this gives me motivation. It just makes me sexy when I wear that strap.
Yeah, you don't want to give that up, do you?
No.
You ever take that you go out on the town, kind of drape it over your shoulder?
I'm going to start doing it. I didn't know the strap was that big of a deal until Ryan Kelly said it. So I'm like,
are you kidding me?
Man.
That strap?
Yeah,
In Sex Lewis?
Yeah, I forgot about that, but I actually have the real strap.
Yes, you do.
I got from Pride Joe.
All right, Larry Nichol just called in. I'm gonna put you on hold. And
Let me hear Larry here.
Doug, we got to get this because we got to figure out what's going on. Mm-hmm. Larry, good morning.
Yeah, hello, Nixie.
Good morning, guys. What's up?
Larry, I need to ask a couple of yes or no questions. You are under oath. I don't have to remind you.
And you're live on the air.
Right. So you are clear on both those things?
Yes.
All right. At midnight on October 7th, 2016, did you send a Snapchat to Timberfake saying goodnight, Chris?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Doug, my next question is the following. At approximately 6:45 on October 7th, 2016, did you send a Facebook message to the same gentleman you wished good night with a personalized snap? I think it will be two hits, Ryan Kelly hitting you and you hitting the floor.
Yes.
But if you're going to reach out at midnight before you're about to go to bed and send a personalized Snapchat to another gentleman, why then a handful of hours later would you send a Facebook message to him talking about how he is going to get hit and then hit the floor?
Because he's always bragging about he's all about sex wolves.
Right.
And all he is like he said, he's a glorified whore.
Oh, Jesus.
Cut that off. But my God, we've had a number of interviews courtesy of Iggy's work with multiple glorified whores since we've moved to the new 590 The Fan. But I don't send snaps to those women. You sent a private Snapchat wishing him good night. So if you don't like him, why are you doing that?
Maybe because I'm a nice guy, but since I saw on the
CMA
fan page.
Yeah.
About him, about the fight.
Yeah.
About Ryan Kelly. That's what really touched me off.
Yeah, that cleared that up.
All right. Why? Well, hold on. Let's just start at square one. Let's not put this in any sort of context. Do you like Timberfake?
I did till the Hot Shots in St. Charles.
And what happened at the Hot Shots in St. Charles? And Doug, my God, as you know, a lot of things happened at the Hot Shots in St. Charles.
I know of the incident.
He went up to my mom and wanted to give her a hug, but yet my mom does not know who Timberfake is.
Mm-hmm.
One of the few.
Okay, and I get that because he messed with family. However, that happened some time ago, and last night you sent a Snapchat
at 12 a.m. sir
to another gentleman wishing him a good night.
Right. That's usually a Bryce Chandler Hill kind of move. So why, if you don't like him, Larry, were you sending him a personalized goodnight snap?
So I was trying to do it to goop people into certain mass snaps.
You say goop? Doug,
group? Group. You're taunting him. It seems like you're maybe.
But yet, if it was a mass snap, you said goodnight, Chris. Did you not, sir? I can play the audio. I have the audio. Can I play the audio? I have the audio.
Okay.
You're under oath, sir.
I know what you're going to play, and I know I sent it, but like I said, after I found out the stuff he's been doing on the TMA fan page.
But you sent it, so you sent a group snap to hundreds of people on the hopes that maybe 5 to 10% would be named Chris.
Right.
Okay.
Sir, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I think the witness is being dishonest with us. And
oh, my word!
And Larry.
What?
I know you're a great American and a good soul. Is that really the truth, sir, that you were hoping that someone named Chris would get it, or was it kind of the Timberfake?
I was hoping a certain Chris would get it.
Which Chris was that, sir?
One of the co-hosts of We Are Live.
The Wolf of Wash Ave?
Yes.
So,
and then did you notice the voice pitch got higher?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think that might be true. And is there a way to verify that this Snapchat just went out to everyone? I don't know how that works. He didn't direct message Timber.
Well, I hadn't been looking at my Snapchat at all over like the last couple of months. And then all I'm right. Like, oh, yeah, I've got a bunch of snaps from people here. And boy, Doug, I can't even imagine the fun I'm missing out on.
Yeah, I bet it's something.
And I noticed that I had about 50 from Larry wishing me A, good night. And then B, good morning.
I think he's just being nice.
I know, but I do you do this for a lot of people?
Yes, I do.
So you before you go to bed, you record a bunch of personalized good nights to people?
Yes, including you, Timothy.
Yeah.
And the Wolf, a Wash Ave.
Okay.
And other listeners of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. I'm all new 590 Fan.
Reset alert. So you send out how many of these good night messages on Snapchat? Per night?
A ton.
Like, more than 10?
Yes.
More than 50?
Yes.
Doug, do you have a problem with that?
Well, no, he's just being nice.
But well, is that a good use of time? You're pressed for time. Do you send out personalized good
night? I don't, because I'm pressed for time. Larry perhaps is not.
It does support his premise, though, that he does this in mass, and it wasn't necessarily directed at Timberfake.
Now, I have a text here, Larry, from my former sister-in-law, Chris, who somehow you're friends with on Facebook, saying she did not get a Snapchat good night from you. She's Chris. Did you exclude my former sister-in-law?
I didn't mean to. If I did,
okay.
All right, so let's cut the brass tacks. Did you send that?
Have a good day today.
Nice.
Hi, Tim. Talk to you tomorrow morning. Hi, Tim. Have a good day today.
Something I like even better.
Good night, guys. Talk to you tomorrow morning.
Larry, I just realized I have dozens of these. You wish me good night and good morning every day.
Yes.
What a gesture, Doug. What a nice little pick-me-up.
You know, but that's, we're getting lost in the background. Did you or did you not send a personalized one to Timberfake the night before that you killed him, saying he would get knocked out by Ryan Kelly?
Well, I did, but his...
Okay, hold on. So you're admitting that you did do that, and
it's a simple yes or no question.
It was,
sir,
for Timberfake.
It's a simple yes or no question.
Let's get the truth and let's move on.
I did, and then he sent me one.
Hold on. Did you do it, yes or no?
Yes.
Your Honor, counsel,
I'm like Judge Judy. I'm
witness.
A truth machine. Tim.
My next question is this. Did you, and you alone, sir, write the Facebook post to Timberfake that he is going to get knocked out?
Yes, after I got a Snapchat from Timberfake saying that I'm in Ryan Kelly's corner, if that's his corner.
All right, let's hear it. Play that into the phone right now. And make sure there's no cursing. Be wary, Plowsy.
I think we might be here for a few minutes while he looks for it, to be honest with you.
I thought he was good at this stuff.
Pull something that happened 10 minutes ago. It's still recording, so I can't.
No, I think what the cat is asking is for Larry to pull up Timberfake's snap to him.
Oh,
can you do that, Larry?
I can, because you only replay it once,
right,
and it goes away.
Yep, that's the magic of Snapchat. But let me ask you this. Did anybody other than you write the post to Timberfake on Facebook?
I am the one who wrote it.
Did anybody
100%.
Did anybody influence you to write that post?
No.
Okay, so we've gotten to the truth, and then it took us about 20 minutes, and then I realized that now that we got it, it doesn't matter.
What? Timberfake thinks somebody else has a hold of your Facebook account.
That is 100% false.
But you have like 5 Facebook accounts, so is it possible that somebody else has a hold of one of your 5?
Like jQuery.
Right.
No.
Okay, so we got to the truth, and we're still confused, and we realize that none of this has an impact on anything.
You're talking about the whole 12 years?
Yeah, pretty much.
Larry, God bless you, and God bless America.
Yeah, God bless you guys. God bless the Ryan Kelly Morning After. God bless the Homeowner Expert, by the way, 314-781-9700, or the homeowner-expert.com.
Nice.
And God bless America.
All right, thank you, Nick C.
Timberfake, you heard it. Do you believe
that? Actually, I didn't hear it, man. I didn't hear it, but you know.
sitting in darkness.
So I don't lie. I couldn't hear it. Like, that's Plow Weezy's fault. I couldn't hear none of that.
It's Plow Weezy's fault, Doug.
Well, Larry said.
No, but
Larry said that he sent you a good night, and everything was fine, even though you made a move on his mom. But he said,
Hold on, let me tell you what he said. His mom was beautiful. I said his mom
Pot him down.
Pot
him down.
Up!
Now, I hope he can hear me now.
But I don't understand. Can our callers not hear when they're on hold? Plowhawk? Plowpacker?
They definitely can, because we've interacted with callers before about topics that we were talking about while they were on hold. And
all right, well, pot him up.
All the guests can hear him as well.
Pot him up!
Okay, are you there? I just want to lay out the facts and then get your response.
Right.
He said that he sent
a
Snapchat wishing you good night, and then you sent him one saying, oh, you're in Ryan Kelly's pocket, and that's why he sent you that one. So you did, after he sent you a nice good night?
No, because Ryan Kelly is running around Billy G's, being, you know, with his money team, his logistics team, saying Larry Nichols in his corner. I go, well, Mike Lee's in my corner, so it's big milk anyways. And, you know, Larry Nichols, my man, but I told Larry, and all I said to Larry in my stamp that I sent to him, I go, Larry, I hold the strap. I got, you know, I go, why are you sending me a personal message?
Snort.
But I go, Larry, I go, why are you sending me a sexy personal message? Good night. But you're in his corner. I go, you can't be in two corners, man. That's why I'm drinking big sexy milk, you know?
Right,
and all I told him is, I'm like, you're in Sex Lewis or you're in Kelly Lewis, whatever you want to call Kelly's team, you know?
I think it's the money team, isn't it?
Oh, I'm the money man, so how's it going to be the money team?
Yeah, that's
you better
confusing.
Come up with something better than that.
Yeah, that's why I want to call the fight Dollars and Nonsense.
Hmm.
Oh, nice.
Anyways, I got to say, hey, here's the thing for Sex Lewis. Here, you know, the Cards aren't in the playoffs. I'm going to post this photo on the fan pen, and I know the Catman's not on there, but, you know, this is a guy that epitomizes Sex Lewis. He loves his porn stars. He loves everybody. You know why I love the Cleveland Indians? Because it's their time. I hate the Cubs. I hate everything about them.
Nice segue.
No, I appreciate John Lester, but
God,
man,
I feel like I just had a head injury.
I'm Ricky.
Well,
I'm a California. I'm a California Penal League type of guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm with you.
And I love my Ricky. I love my Ricky Wild Thing Vaughn. I love my Joe Buddha. I hope the Indians just rock and roll on this sex show this year.
I'm just not processing what I'm hearing anymore.
I got it. What he's saying is from the movie Major League, he grew up fondness for the Cleveland Indians tradition.
Right, but likes John Lester too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I got, you know, Jason Hayward's a bum, but yeah.
What about Lackey?
Hey, Lackey's slacky. Slacky.
Wow. Might be time for you to broker a program on the weekends.
Is very slacky.
Act like a star.
All right, well, so does the training start today? Do you stop the drinking and smoking?
Training starts whenever Sex Lewis wants to. I'm going to drink and smoke and have sex and meet a lot of beautiful girls and take Hannah Fake on a date. And
she's not interested.
We'll be going on a date.
She's not interested.
It don't matter. It don't
what do you
matter?
Mean it doesn't matter? You're going to kidnap her?
I'm not even interested in her. That's the thing. That's the money thing.
That's the money thing.
Man, no, like even Tony Lee goes, Hannah ain't that cute. I go, she's all right, but, you know, she just looks like a Virginia Kerr or like a Steve Savard or
what?
A Julia Turner.
She looks like Steve. She's 6'3", 250?
Who is that sexy guy they fired from Channel 4? What's his name?
The sexy guy they fired?
Yeah.
I don't know. Jeff Skavirsky?
Skavirsky didn't get whacked, did he?
No.
What was that guy's name?
I don't have any idea who you're talking about.
We're talking about Skavirsky, who has a good job in Philly now. No.
You guys know this guy. He said something ignorant in there, and they fired him, but he was a legend. He was like a Julius Hunter type of legend. Beyond Steve Savard legend.
Oh, the guy who got tased.
Like member berries, you know? I remember.
Larry Connors?
You remember?
Larry
you remember
Connors?
When I beat producer? Yeah, Larry Connors.
Yeah, he does a big radio show now on another station.
Yes.
I'm going to have... Hey, Larry Connors is coming to my fight.
Oh, he is not. He isn't.
I would love it.
Why would you say that?
I don't get Larry Connors at this fight. Hey, me and sexy Larry Connors have had.
Now, Tim, someone on your staff should make that happen.
Hey,
Larry Connors at the fight?
Hey, no, here. You might want to clip this off. Larry Connors is a Sex Lewis. Here, I'm going to say this right. Larry Connors is a Bill Clinton of Sex Lewis.
Oh, how do you know? What kind of charge is that?
It don't matter what I know.
Oh, he just got tasered.
Right there.
Steve Savard played for the Cowboys.
Yep.
But I'm not a Rams fan anymore. I'm Steeler Nation now, baby. Black and yellow.
Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow.
That's right. I gave two shouts out. I gave a shout out to my man, Justin Moore in Grand City. Man, you guys don't even know how big this sex show is going to be. Like, this is going to be crazy, y'all. Yeah.
I believe you're right.
I mean, Kat, like, they can't even fit Sex Lewis in a casino.
Well, Well, I'm saying 3,000 to 4,000 on hand, and maybe I'm going
exactly.
Maybe I'm caught up in the excitement of the fight. Maybe I'm seeing it through rights holder rose-colored glasses. But I think it's going to be a big turnout because I think you're right. You are the money man, and people want to see you. And of course, Ryan Kelly, well known in the community, and has a lot of contacts. Cool, so that's probably the real reason.
It's cool, but like my main thing is just like Joe, like. Yeah, people, you couldn't even get in there with the railroad tracks, McCartney. You'll back me up on that. Heidi and Alberto, like, you know, you didn't think I'd do it then.
I don't get so much of this.
McCartney didn't even think I'd fight Proud Joe. Now Proud Joe's just sitting gambling, watching soccer.
Gambling?
You're having sex.
He's not gambling.
Yeah, he's gambling. He's gambling on Real Madrid and Barca. And I'm
how do you know?
Women. Because I know, man. He's mowing lawns at the wiffle ball tournament. I know how sex loose works.
And as I understand it, your lead trainer will be Big Milk?
No, man. Mike Lee's walking me out to my corner.
Oh.
Mike Lee's walking me out to the ring. But, like, I'm not saying who's in my corner. That's a sexy secret.
That's a
but
sexy secret.
I promise
secret.
It's going to be top-notch A-list sex show.
Now, are you going to be training are you going to be training with the Irish Outlaw?
Yeah, and I don't know if you guys ever heard of Roger Bloodworth. Like, and I'm going to be training with Corey Spinks trainers. Man, I got Sex Lewis on my team. I got Sex Lewis on my back. I might get Sex Lewis tatted on me today.
Well, that's not going to help if you get punched in the chin.
Man, it don't matter. It's what happened with Pride Joe. Doug, come on, man.
Come on, Doug.
It doesn't matter.
He's just mowing lawns at wiffle ball tournaments.
Cat,
gambling.
That's on soccer. Do people not underestimate the sex show?
I think they did in the last fight. Even some of the commentators seemed a little biased.
But you've aged. Smoking has taken its toll.
Hey, Doug, you still got some pictures from that sexy day when I drank all the mimosas?
Doug?
Are you talking about Billy G's last week?
Yeah, man. We took some sexy selfies, man.
Oh, well, you know what? I don't know that I still have them.
Anyways, what I'd like to see on undercard, unless Tony Lee and Hannah or Tony Lee fight somebody, like, I don't, you know, to be a good undercard, like, I hate the Denver Broncos, but,
right.
You know, I like, you know, like C-Man, like C-Man, so like Trevor C-Man, whatever, but like, you know, I don't like, I'm just not a Peyton Manning fan, but I want to see Doug Vaughn's son, John, fight the brawler, man. I know he wants it to happen, and I can make it happen. I make everything happen. You know, I'm the money man. So
yeah, yeah.
I know for a fact that Mr. John, you know, Lil Jr. wants to fight the Barnhart Brawler. So let's get the I think the Brawler's scared, though. I don't think he'll fight John Vaughn.
Probably not. Probably wouldn't.
I mean, it's up to them, but I know John Vaughn's down.
John Vaughn is the one who announced it last week.
You know what? Hey, if they fought, I'd come out there and sit in front row and watch it.
Would you? Well, you'd be the next fight, so you couldn't... you mean you'd come out of your room led by Big Milk?
Yeah, I come out of the sex room. I come out of the sex room just to watch that.
All right.
I want to see that.
Well,
I know John's ready. I know John's ready, but Brawler's scared. I know you hear me, Brawler. You scared. You a P-boy like Proud Joe.
Like
you scared.
This Timber P-boy. Fight is a fight promoter's dream, though, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
They're all scared, man. But it's just, anyways, McKernan, man, before I get off here, I want to thank you. You know, you made a star, boy. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. You made a star, boy.
Yeah. I mean, you really did, man. It's like, hey, can I ask you this, Cat?
Yeah,
You don't have to admit it, but how many Blues and Cardinals players, I bet every one of them, not everyone, but I bet the majority of them know. I know Los Martinez does, Kmart. I know they know who Sex Lewis is.
Quite,
I know
quite
Dan
a few.
McLaughlin knows. I know.
Quite
no,
a
I'm
few.
Just saying, they knew Sex. They knew the play baby.
You ever had a conversation with Carlos Martinez about Timber Fake?
A couple of times. And, you know, he was asking me when he's going to put the strap on the line. Is the Ryan Kelly fight going to happen? And then Jerko pulled me aside and said, how do I get tickets? Is there going to be a VIP section for some of the players that might want to fly in? So there's some logistics to work out. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, Jerko's not going to know who I am because he's from San. You know, I'm glad we got him. Hey, that stallion has studied. I'm going to have Jerko walk me out to the ring.
I thought Big Milk was going to do that.
I'm a fan of Jerko, man.
All right, we'll see if we can make that happen. I know he's very interested in the outcome of this fight.
He's from San Diego, man.
He's from West Virginia.
He is from West Virginia.
Well, but he played for San Diego.
That's
you know,
true.
I can know West Virginia, you know, the Mothman. I can name some stuff about West Virginia. I can name Tavon Austin.
We'll save that for Simon another day.
That'll be a fun segment. I think we're starting to lose you. I think we're starting to lose the connect.
Oh, darn it.
Better check those phone lines, Tim.
Right there at the end. I'm exhausted.
Guys, this guy needs to drink sexy bleach or jump in front of sexy traffic. Have some sugar shade.
I think I need to have one of those baseline concussion tests right now to see if I'm thinking clearly, because I know I haven't been listening right over the last half hour or so. Some of the words that were spoken just didn't really, I wasn't able to comprehend them.
I think he's a delight, and I think Ryan Kelly is a delight. So it's like you don't have two bad.
It's a delight off.
You have two good guys.
I hope Ryan Kelly hits this clown so hard he could never talk again. I love how much Iggy loathes Timberfake. I'm hashtag Team Iggy.
I don't loathe him. I get tired of him sometimes.
I can't imagine that.
Tim, you think it'll be a different atmosphere because Prod Joe and Timberfake really didn't like each other.
Yeah, it was legitimate.
So they're 24-7. We're kind of, you know, going off on each other. And it looks like Ryan and Timberfake like each other.
At this moment, yes. But Timberfake in one of his calls could say something that could get out of line, and maybe Ryan Kelly would get his dander up. Doug, you like that when a gentleman gets his dander up?
Well, maybe. Who are the Sharps putting their sawbucks on?
You know, I was wondering that. What do you think? What would you set the odds on? Would Timberfake be the favorite?
Tim, he's got heavy hands.
Tim,
he has the strap.
There's no way a legitimate odds maker could ever set a line for this, because you really don't know what you have. I think Ryan Kelly, we've seen how he takes his training very seriously.
Yes, he does.
On the other hand, we saw Timberfake really control the action with power punches in the early going. In the meantime, Danny Mac said he's going to check his schedule. Texting him back.
Wow.
I said, you do it. You already said you're in.
Yeah, all he needs is to get fitted for the gold Wide World of Sports jacket.
Yep.
Where do you do that? At Sam Cavado's?
Sam Cavado's where you get that.
Goodwill might have some of those.
I think that's where we got them last time, but we're going to upgrade now.
I don't know. You got one guy who's climbing mountains and running to work and doing all this physical fitness, and the other guy says he needs to stop drinking and smoking. I think fitness could be a factor.
But you know what? Producer Joe took his training very seriously.
He did.
And look what happened there.
Well, I just think Ryan Kelly's probably at a different level. I think he's at a different level of fitness. We saw him shadowbox. Oh, he looked like he could handle himself.
Shadowbox, I want to hurt you on the radio. You just don't know.
Well, I just hope that the listeners to this show, all 14 of them,
right,
are excited about this fight the way we are.
I don't know that I can wait till February 4th, fellas.
You know what you ought to do is just go into the parking lot here and punch someone, start your own fracas.
Yeah. Is that a Satter's bin? The 4th of February?
It is indeed. The Saturday night before the Super Bin.
Satter's Bin before the Super Bin.
Yeah. And did you come up with an official name for this fracas?
I like dollars and nonsense. It looked good on the poster. Dollars under Ryan Kelly, nonsense under Timberfake.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how this shakes out.
What about Larry sending out messages to everybody before he goes to bed, and then he wakes up, and then he sends good morning messages out to everybody on Snapchat?
I think that's just a nice gesture.
I think he needs a puppy. Right? If he had a puppy, he could tell the puppy goodnight.
I think he needs more than 6 hours sleep. Sending him out at noon and getting up at 6, that's a little more sleep, Larry.
Somebody, I'm on the fan pin right now. Doug, are you on the fan page?
I am not.
4,100 fine Americans are on the TMA fan page on Facebook. You ought to get in there. The water's really warm. And I notice our listeners are now just going around and taking pictures of lesbians on dates drinking Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Yeah, boy, I just can't believe that I'm missing out on some of that.
Those two are locked in a pretty good stare.
They are indeed. It should be noted that while I was liking this photo, these chicks totally saw the picture on my phone.
Well, it's noted. It's duly noted.
Well, this is an actual picture he took. This is not just something he found on the internet.
Right, yeah. This isn't like a stock photo from these are, free ones.
These are freelancers with the news team.
Yeah, the Inside STL news team, INT.
Okay. With a bunch of freelancers who have phones and will be posting stories of their own.
Yeah. They're everywhere, this news team.
I mean, you should have seen Brendan Marks, Michael Gaines, and Hannah Fake yesterday at Billy G's. I mean, that was journalism. Yeah, they had credentials. Press fedoras and the like.
I would hope so.
Yeah, not just anybody could cover that yesterday.
In fact, no one else did because they couldn't get the credentials.
Thank you.
Well, also, they didn't know where it was. It had to be at a secret location for these negotiations. You know what else? That's proprietary content.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because Tim is footing the bill for this. So, of course, he should get the reward of having all the clicks.
Clickbait. Fight name, the LLC versus the STD. Miguel Cairo's Egyptian Linen Store.
Not bad.
Timberfake needs pretty boy Paul Parker back in his corner to stand any chance.
I forget who pretty boy Paul Parker
he
was.
He turned out to be like a hairstylist in Crestwood, but he talked about him like he was a super fight trainer.
Pretty boy Paul Parker.
The home loan expert versus the homeless expert.
You know Derek Dockett?
Yeah, D-Bear.
Yeah, he just tweeted at us, his head hurts.
Mine too. Yeah.
I could follow. It was a pretty easy conversation to follow.
Not me.
Well, you don't speak sexy coffee.
Or gibberish. Yeah, my head started to pound there about halfway through that.
I found that a delightful segment, and it's also what the people want.
Barnhart Brawler just texted in, I'm serious about fitness. Fitness whole burrito in my mouth.
Tim, you're a little lax with your bell today.
Yeah, where is mine? I don't even know where my bell is. Oh, there it is. Mm-hmm. Doug, it's the Hot Shots Hot Take.
Yeah, I see that.
Bell. Hey, Christmas Lights Made Easy is a recommendation for our listeners because probably here in about a month and a half or so, people start putting their Christmas lights up. It becomes a whole thing for a whole weekend, and my God, you don't have to do that. Christmas Lights Made Easy is a local company that's been installing Christmas lights for over 13 years in the St. Louis area. They supply all the lights and install them for a clean look. Christmas Lights Made Easy is fully insured and handles both residential and commercial businesses. For more information and pictures of their work, visit ChristmasLightsMadeEasy.com. They're also looking to hire a few crew members this season, so if you're interested in seasonal work or in a free estimate, call them or email them, at info@ChristmasLightsMadeEasy.com. Kelly Chase is going to be in studio in the 8 o'clock hour, and then Hey Kay Adams is going to be on the program. Doug, Hey Kay, talking fantasy football, will be with us in the 9 o'clock hour here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. In addition to your emails, the morning after at InsideSTL.com, two tickets to the Blues and Blackhawks on Saturday, the Blues Icebreaker events at Ballpark Village. Wednesday, as they open up the season in Chicago, first home game next Thursday versus the Wild for 50th anniversary season information, go to StLouisBlues.com. We're approaching the top of the 8 o'clock hour, and we'll take a break. It is the Ryan Kelly Morning After, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan KFNS.